Hello, and welcome to Gen X, Y, and I, a conversation with three generations of positive people, featuring real-world Dar, Millennial Jen, and not-so-silent Bob. They'll make you laugh, they'll make you think, and they'll always end on a happy note.
In today's episode, we're asking ourselves, what piece of advice have you learned that you would instill in your five-year-old self?
Ooh. So, this one is... I would say to my five-year-old self, live again, love again, trust again. Because I think that we get so impacted by some of the experiences that we have that it stifles us from, that we protect ourselves to prevent those, sometimes those things happening again. Mm-hmm. And so I would, if I had a superpower, to just circle back and trust again and persist to continue to live and have experiences in spite of maybe difficult times. That's what I would somehow instill into my five-year-old self.
Okay. And you said your advice to your 12-year-old self?
Oh, 20.
Your 20-year-old self.
Yeah.
What advice would you give your 20-year-old self?
Freeze your eggs. That's what I would tell. That's what I would tell. I can't even get it. You weren't ready for that.
I was not prepared for freeze your eggs. Dar's yes. Referring to getting married at 50?
47.
47.
Thanks, Jen. Married at 47.
Married at 47.
Last year. Yes. Oh, yeah, that's relative. But in 2021, I got married, yes, at the age of 47. So I would tell myself at 20 to freeze your eggs, girl. Get frostbite, whatever. Freeze the eggs.
Okay, I guess what caught me off guard is I was expecting wisdom,
that is wisdom.
That we could all kind of embrace. But
obviously, I had no thought that that would come out of her mouth.
I did not expect that.
And it has nothing to do with generations. I think it has to do with gender.
Yes, yes.
And life choices.
And life choices. Yes, yes. I mean, if I could have got married sooner, I would have, but here we are. But I would I'm telling all 20-year-olds, freeze your eggs if you can afford it.
Wow.
The reason why is because you give yourself options that mm-hmm. you don't know that you need at 47. Mm-hmm. And so you have the option to, plant it into yourself or plant it in your egg into someone else. Mm-hmm. So that would, and men can freeze their stuff too.
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were going there. This is not an infomercial.
No, it's not. I'm not promoting anything but freeze your eggs. That's all I'm promoting.
Yeah. I was not expecting that.
It's an investment.
I was caught off guard today.
Well, so that's what I would tell my 20-year-old self.
Usually you've read our minds.
there was no mind reading.
So that's what I would tell my 5-year-old self and my 20-year-old self. What about you, Bob?
Okay, well, I wouldn't do it that way. I would just basically, things that I've learned as I've lived and as I've suffered mm-hmm. and whatever. I mean, I guess the first thing I would tell myself is when things get tough, take it one at a time. Mm. Don't try to deal with the whole picture and try to worry about everything. Mm. Do it one step at a time, or else you could end up with a nervous breakdown or God knows what else. I mean, mm-hmm. you want to do it slowly and allow yourself some time to think things through. That would be one thing.
So do you do that now?
Yes.
So you've applied that to your...
You betcha.
Where were you yesterday when I was dealing with some really heavy stuff, Bob?
I learned that the hard way.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because things can overwhelm you. And when you feel overwhelmed, you give up almost. It's like, I can't deal with it. Mm-hmm. So in order to deal with life's challenges, you have to do it one at a time. You break it into little pieces.
That's
and understand that you can go ahead and solve the small parts and just keep going on until you get it resolved. The other thing I would do is, you guys don't know this song, I don't think, because it's probably a 1940, 50 song.
Definitely
Bing
don't
Crosby
know it.
Crosby sang it. It's accentuate the positive.
Of course everyone knows that song.
You remember
yeah.
that? Eliminate the negative.
Accentuate the positive. And is that the one?
Yep, that's it. That's it. And that's something that my mom has taught me. My mom never went beyond eighth grade because in those days, mm-hmm. they didn't force you to go to school. Her family didn't want her to go to, they wanted her to work and make some money, and that's what she wanted. She hated school.
Mm-hmm.
So she went to eighth grade, and she always felt that she was kind of like, she just wasn't up to what other people were. She always felt sort of negative about herself because of that, because she wasn't educated.
Mm.
But the funny thing is, as she lived longer and longer, she taught us all something by example. And that was basically, don't focus on the negative. Think about what you still have.
That's great.
And be happy
great.
For what you have, not for what you've lost.
That's really great advice, Bob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's actually kind of similar to what I came up with. So my thought was, one thing that I always struggled with growing up is I would focus on my weaknesses. I would focus on what I wasn't good at and a lot of my shortcomings and my insecurities. But over time, I've learned that when you focus on your strengths and your gifts and what you are good at, you're actually a lot happier and you're able to give more. Because if you spend all that time focusing on what you're not good at and trying to improve things that aren't innately like strengths for you, it's challenging and it makes you want to give up. But
that's
when
good.
when you focus on your strengths, and I've only learned that lesson in the last 4 or 5 years, and I'm hoping so much to instill that in my kids. I want my kids to be able to just embrace who they are and their gifts and their strengths and pursue their passions instead of the things that they're told to do. You know what I'm saying? So I agree with you that life is more about what makes you special and what makes you unique and what your gifts are instead of what you weren't gifted, if that makes sense.
But that's interesting, because I asked my class that a couple weeks ago, what's something that's uniquely you?
Mm-hmm.
And several of my students struggle with that, just even coming up with something that's unique about them that no one else has. So I think it's important to talk about that.
Yeah, I'm basically, based on my mom and what her example taught us, it's a lot easier said than done.
Sure.
Because here I am, a month short of 80, and things are happening. I mean, that's normal. Things are happening. You know, my eyesight's not as good. Different things, different health issues come up. And being able to go ahead and willingly say, well, okay, that's God's way it's going.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got all these other things that's still positive. It's so hard to go ahead, though, and give up things that you like about yourself, but you can't help.
Yeah, out of your control.
And as you get older, you don't know what's going to go first.
Yeah.
Right.
Because only God knows that.
Yeah,
that's a good point. Well, for me, so some things that I really didn't like about myself is I'm like, oh, I lack follow through. Like, I quit everything. And then I took a test called the Strengths Finder.
Mm-hmm.
And it said that I was adaptable and flexible. And if something's not working, I change course.
You can pivot.
I can pivot.
That's wonderful skill to have.
I know, but my whole life I thought if something's not working,
you were non-committal or something.
I gave up, but no, I pivot. And I had bosses that would tell me that, like, oh gosh, you know, when things get bad, you turn it around and you find a different way to do things. And I always thought what I thought was a weakness, I found out was a strength.
That's cool.
I didn't know that. And so I learned it's all about your perspective, like the way that you see the world, the way that you choose to look at it. If you're grateful and if you choose to look at it in a positive light, it really changes the way you live. So,
yeah,
for awesome. Sure. Wow, this was good, Bob. I think you dropped the bomb today. That was that was good. That was some good advice. I'm writing those down. I'm gonna re-listen to this one. Seriously, that was good. I think we all did really great on this question.
I'm so proud of my mom. I mean, when I think about how bad she felt because she was uneducated, and yet she ended up giving us the best advice through her example than anybody.
That's interesting, because I never heard this, but a lot of people in my neighborhood, it's very common in Black culture to say, do as I say and not as I do. And as I've gotten, I never really heard that, but I heard about it. I'll say it that way. My mom never really said that to me, but I think that it is model behavior, you know, that we have the opportunity to model. Because our, you know, young people or kids, they're just always watching and listening and looking at what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so powerful for your mom to model that behavior before you and instill
that. That's why she lived to 99.
Yeah.
Because she was able to do that. And she just loved life. And she kept accentuating the positive.
That's awesome.
I do believe that is tied to longevity. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, we're going to adapt that. We're gonna take that from Bob and Bob's mom and apply that to our lives.
You bet.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening, and we will
catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. Visit GenXYI.com. That's GenXYI.com to hear more episodes, connect with our hosts on social media, and share topic ideas for future podcasts. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Visit GenXYI.com. That's GenXYI.com to hear more episodes, connect with our hosts on social media, and share topic ideas for future podcasts.